Voters in Los Angeles are choosing a new mayor today, and the choice is pretty stark. A billionaire real estate developer is up against a political veteran who started as a grassroots community organizer. Reporter Frank Stoltz has been watching Los Angeles politics for many years. He is the civics and democracy correspondent at KPCC in Los Angeles, and he joins us now. Frank, hi.
Hello.
So in the race to run the nation's second largest city, you've got Rick Caruso, who spent nearly $100 million of his own money to blanket the airwaves with ads. He's up against the well-known Congresswoman Karen Bass. It is one of the most expensive city election campaigns ever. How have the final days of the campaign been shaping up?
Well, if you've been watching TV, you just cannot escape the name Rick Caruso. It is an extraordinary $100 million. There aren't that many races across the country where candidates for U.S. Senate, for governor, are spending that kind of money. And Rick Caruso can afford it. You mentioned he's one of the city's richest men in a city with many of them, developer of shopping malls and luxury apartments. And I was talking to the Congresswoman, Karen Bass, the other day, and she spends half her days just fundraising in $1,500 increments, which is the limit. So it's a huge advantage for Rick Caruso. The big advantage for Karen Bass is that she's backed by the Democratic Party in a heavily blue city.
Despite all the money and the glitter that's, you know, filtering through Hollywood, this election has focused on the grittier side of Los Angeles, issues like homelessness and crime. Do you think those are enough to decide this race?
Well, homelessness is the crisis facing the city right now. At least 40,000 people are unhoused in the city, more than any other place in the country. People living in tents and RVs out in open spaces across the city. It's a very visible crisis, and the city has been unable to help these folks. Housing costs driving this crisis. Rick Caruso promising to build an astounding 30,000 shelter beds in his first year in office. That's his big promise. Karen Bass saying she's a coalition builder, that she won't build that many, that it's a more complex problem. She wants to provide social services. So it's a choice for the city between, if you want to put it in racial terms, a rich white businessman and a black woman who is one time a community organizer in one of the toughest parts of the city. It's a super interesting race. And it harkens back to 1992 after the L.A. riots, when the city did turn to a rich white businessman whose motto was tough enough to turn L.A. around.
Frank, just briefly, we have less than a minute here. What about the scandal at the L.A. City Council? There was the release of the recorded conversation between a few Latino city council members. They were using crass, racist language as they discussed consolidating their power. How has that scandal affected the mayor's race, if at all?
Well, it certainly adds to the anti-City Hall sentiment, where people are frustrated that they want an outsider. That probably helps Rick Caruso. But Congresswoman Karen Bass has not spent any time at City Hall, also sort of portraying herself as an outsider. So we'll see who they see as more outside of City Hall.
We certainly will. Frank Stoltz, civics and democracy correspondent at KPCC in Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Thank you.